as children, everybody likes it.
Yeah, I can't remember at all.
Peanuts or ground nuts?
Yeah, peanuts, tenders, peanuts.
They both mean the same thing?
Well, there's a difference, but they taste alike. Mm-hmm. Peanuts is mostly smaller than the big tenders.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, say his father has big blue eyes and the boy has big blue eyes too, you say that the boy what his father?
He what?
The boy what his father?
Favors. Favors his father.
And if he acts like his father, you would say that the boy what his father?
Just like his father, or takes after his father, something like that.
And what do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back? He doesn't know how to act in the country.
Say that again?
Suppose he's a city person, and he comes to the country and he doesn't know how to act in the country at all. So the country people might call him something behind his back to make fun of him.
I hate to say it. I really don't know what they'd like to call him. I don't know how to answer that.
City dude or city slicker or dude?
Yeah, dude. Town dude.
Okay. And if a country person goes to the city and doesn't know how to act, what might the city people call him?
Country cracker.
How do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Nigger or something. Different. Some say nigger, some negro, and some different things.
What do you say?
I usually say nigger, colored person is what I usually say. Uh-huh. I mean, I try to respect them and and the white side too, and I usually say colored people.
Okay, and suppose you were angry with a Negro or a colored person, what would you call him?
Call him a nigger, I imagine. Mm-hmm.
And how do you normally refer to people whose skin is like ours?
White people.
Okay. And if a Negro were very angry at a white person, do you know what you might call the white person?
No, I wouldn't know that.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked an awful lot, and his son came along and stepped on it and broke it. The man might get awfully quiet about it.
He might get mad.
I wouldn't blame him.
No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't. They learned enough to watch where he's going.
Okay, and suppose after you've been working hard all day, you go home, by nighttime you say, boy, I'm all...
I'm exhausted, tired out.
And if the school nurse sends home a child from school, you'd say, the boy quit at school.
Expelled him from school, you mean?
No, he's just sent home because he's sick.
Oh. Oh, no way.
You would say, the boy got sick or the boy took sick?
The boy was... Boy took sick and be sent home.
Okay, and if a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick.
He's nauseated or?
Or you, another way to say it would be he feels sick.
Sick in the stomach?
And what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration after a wedding? If people want to tease the bride and the groom. Not like the parade, but after that.
Serenade.
Okay. And what do some people call a spook if they want to frighten a child? They can say, you better be good, or the so-and-so will get you.
Goblins will get you.